smile a little and allow that smile to soften your eyes and pay gentle attention to your outward breath. And the way that the lower part of your ribs just squashes that last little bit of air from your lungs. Notice that at the bottom of that outward breath, there's a pause coming just for a tiny moment where you don't need to breathe at all. And you're not doing that on purpose, you're just noticing what's happening. And then, as you're getting more used to dropping into a quiet mind, you can notice that pause starting to get longer and longer and more relaxed. Feel for your heartbeat. And if you can't quite feel that, then just imagine that you can. Allow your attention to expand around your body and notice any physical sensations. Any movement of energy, any emotions, and just observe them and flow with them. Allow and smile, and let the smile soften your eyes. As you welcome any thoughts and ideas that flow through your mind, notice the patterns of them. Notice any emotions brought up by them. Even what you think of as the most negative thoughts have gold at the bottom of them when we allow them to flow. Our first decision in this quiet mind is to be kind to ourselves. So decide that now. Say to yourself, I decide to be kind to myself. And that, folks, is the first place that the Reiki energy is going to start to run for some people. If you have any trouble being kind to yourself, then draw this Reiki energy in and allow it to flow and feel it flowing. And use that energy to expand your understanding of why there's some difficulty about being kind to yourself. In this quiet mind, we want to, if it feels good, that's the key, remember, it has to feel good to do this. In this quiet mind, we want to decide to understand a fear or anxiety that we have. Part of being kind to ourselves is perfect timing. So have a feel into whether this is perfect timing for you to do this quiet mind right now. I'm going to put one of Deva Premal's beautiful chants at the bottom of the page if a more general meditation is better for you right now. So, if it feels good, let us proceed. Paying gentle attention to your outward breath. allowing your attention to expand, to be aware of what your body feels like. Feeling your heartbeat or not. Feeling the energy flow or not. Allowing the emotions to flow or not. Observing the thoughts and ideas and the patterns and the feelings brought up by those or not. Softening your eyes and flowing with whatever comes up. And if anything feels stuck or difficult, ask for and feel the Reiki energy flowing into that part of your body, supporting this opportunity for you to understand the message from your own mind, body, and spirit. As always, if you feel yourself frowning, then just smile and allow that smile to soften your eyes and draw the Reiki into whatever it is that's causing you to try too hard and expand the understanding of that. And if you're starting to notice the difference between fear and excitement, decide to flow the energy of that. And if you're having trouble with that, then ask for and receive the Reiki energy into wherever that excitement is getting stuck. Deva Pramal's beautiful chant is at the bottom of the page if you'd like to continue your quiet mind for longer. Whether all your understanding of this fear has flowed in this time together, or whether there's layers of it, or if your understanding needs to unfold quietly in your own good time, you can smile and get on with your day, knowing that your way, this way, is utterly perfect for you right now. And if you have any questions or concerns about your quiet mind, then email me. Feel the clothes on your skin, rub your feet on the floor, rub your hands on your legs and your hands together. Have a bit of a stretch And take this lighter you into enjoying the rest of your day.